This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. The Alaska State Council on the Arts closed its doors until further notice after 53 years of service. The loss of the council will be felt statewide, and especially in the Bering Straits region, which has long utilized services and programs offered by the organization. Council Trustee Alice Bioff says the organization helps stimulate local economies. It provides resources such as workshops for artists who want to take the next step in their careers.
And a lot of times, you know, in our small communities of 300 to 500 folks, the one industry that seems to be consistent and is working is the arts community. And we want to continue supporting these artists, and removing the Alaska State Council on the Arts from that picture is going to be heartbreaking. That's an organization that provides tools and resources that support these artists who support themselves, their families, and their communities.
The council is also responsible for the Silver Hand program, which Bioff says is utilized by several artists in the region. The program allows artists to authenticate their native-made work
and adds value to their marketing campaigns. It also deters those that want to make fake native art. So that's huge.
The Nome and the Bering Strait school districts frequently made use of the council's Artists in Schools program. Artist in residence Kristen Link helped Nome students paint a mural depicting community and cultural values. In a February interview, shortly after Governor Mike Dunleavy revealed a budget plan to eliminate all council funding, Bering Strait Superintendent Robert Bolin stressed the importance of state funding for the arts.
These are programs that help get our students engaged in learning, so they're very important to our students, to our communities.
The governor's press secretary, Matt Shekaro, says the governor's budget cuts are the result of difficult decisions.
The governor's office looked at things based on whether or not they were a core government service, whether they were required in statute or in the law, whether they are performing in relationship to the amount being spent, and whether or not they're meeting the desired outcomes.
The council said in an online announcement of its closure that its appropriation in state funds represents 1/100th of 1% of the state's $4 billion general fund spending package. According to an Anchorage Daily News report, the loss of the council makes Alaska the only state in the country without an arts council. The Alaska legislature continues to consider the elimination of the Alaska State Council on the Arts and other proposed budget cuts during its special session. Thanks to Katie Kazmierski for that report. You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.